that said his obituary called for 24 years.
26.
You sure of it,
26?
Oh, well. And, but he just run away about, I thought, 15 years old when he run away. Well, then I bossed that farm. I wouldn't let the man put no boss over my children, because I fancied that I know too much about farming for anybody to tell me much. Well, I was with a good old man, too, old man George Wrench, you know. And I was with a good old man. I bossed my farm out there.
Oh, very good.
And some years I cooked 100 gallons of syrup on a kettle.
Is that right? Is that right? A lot of hard work.
It wasn't so hard.
Right.
You had a horse to carry the mill around, you know, and stick the can in the mill and get the juice down here, you know, and it would cover the barrel with a cloth and the juice till the barrel get full of juice. And then you'd dip it out of there and put it in the boiler. And then it would boil it until you get all the turmoil, let it come up by the grease.
I see.
Uh-huh. See, and I had cooked syrup before I went there.
You knew how to do it.
Yes,
Did you ever... Did you have time to go to school?
No, sir. No, sir.
But you can read the Bible?
Oh, yes. I can read the Bible.
Uh-huh.
I don't fool writing no letters much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make little mistakes. But one time I got a big piece of money. And some of the children said that I had my daughter, her mother, along with me. And she says, Mama, I says, I'll write your name if you don't mind it. I said, no, I'll write it. And you know, I took my pencil on and I just showed her. I wrote down the hell I did like.
You showed him that time, huh?
Yes.
All right. And how do you meet your friends? Do you have any clubs or do you meet your friends mostly at church?
I mostly meet my friends at church. I've been absent from the church for about 5 years on the account of a stroke I had in this shoulder. And I couldn't use this show. And so I've been absent, not going only on Sundays now and then, pastoral day. And along like that, you know. But I raised every one of my children in the Amy Methodist Episcopal Church. And not even in church to get ready. Just since they know God and the pardon and the sin, so to be saved. It don't matter. Churches don't save nobody. But the grace of God with faith is what saves.
Depends on the person.
Yes.
And your mother was born in South Carolina, was she?
Yes, sir. She was born in South Carolina.
And did she ever go to school?
Very little.
And was she a housewife, too, and a mother?
Well, my mother could do anything. She could cook.
Did she work
she
out?
She could wash. She washed. She washed so regular that she mostly had to take me. Washes for a job. Yes, sir.
And your father was born here in Georgia? Your stepfather, when you came, when your mother married Mr. Williams, was Mr. Williams born in Georgia here?
No, he was a North Carolina man. Old man Simon Williams, the man that she married, he had a house full of children too. And she married him and moved. They moved from Pay Harry to Barfield. That's just between Cecil and Hay Harry. You see, I don't miss the Barfield place. Not very far. I can go to all them places. Yes.
Remember where they are.
Yes.
And he was a farmer, was he?
Well, he worked on a farm. He was a wage hand at that time.
Did he have any schooling or didn't he have time?
Well, he was an old veteran in slavery time.